Hey, everybody, welcome back to Ping. This is episode number 95. 95 weeks to bring you all the hottest stories that Microsofties are pinging each other about. As you can see, this is another installment of Boys Without Boys. And we have Clint Rutkus here.
Yes, hi.
So you're also on Channel 9. What else do you do here on Channel 9?
I run Coding for Fun, so I get to build wild, crazy projects and post them online for everyone to check out, use,
but isn't all coding fun?
In my opinion, yes, but some people would beg to differ.
Yeah.
Especially those people that have to do, customer relational management systems.
Right. Well, what happens when code, misfires? Actually, why are you holding on to this ginger ale?
Yeah, so I had a small electrical fire today.
Yeah?
On my upcoming project for Mix, so yeah.
Very cool.
I am clutching a soda because I burned myself.
Nice. Well, that's awesome that you're preparing for a conference in one way. And I, actually, right now on Tuesday, March 22nd, I am in Las Vegas at this moment launching my product.
So tell me about your product. What is it?
We will get to my product in our first story. But here on Ping, we're going to start with opening up with a comment. So we have a comment from Ping94 from D-Tower, and he says, "Oh, sweet sassafras," which is pretty much the only thing I wanted to say. But then down there it says, "Is there no place of refuge for those who don't want to know anything about Charlie Sheen?" Well, you finally landed in the right place, because Boys Without Boys, we will not mention anything about Charlie Sheen, and I think we are going to get started.
That was all my material.
Oh, okay. Now a single boy without boy version of Foy. All right, let's get started. All right, our leading story today will be a quick one, because I'm not allowed to say too much about my story before Thursday, but we just launched the next version of Microsoft Codename Atlanta.
Okay.
Are you familiar with that at all?
Semi. I know it's a product dealing with SQL, but past that, I'm a bit vague on the details. What can you disclose?
Okay, so what I can disclose is now we are not solely a SQL product anymore.
Okay.
We are rebranding ourselves from Microsoft Codename Atlanta into System Center Advisor. So we are now officially branded, and we're going beyond just the SQL Server Relational Engine, and we're also going to do rules or alerts for Windows Server. So Active Directory and Hyper-V hosts. You can take this agent, you can put it on those servers, and then it sends data up to a cloud where you can see all of your potential problems that are the top issues in customer support, and they'll all be like this little alerts pane for you to look at, and it connects you right to knowledge base articles for support.
Okay. So, that's kind of cool. So then if something happens, then you can figure out how to fix it.
Yeah, so we're meant to be more of a proactive tool. So we give you recommendations before you go down. So we say, hey, here are all the top issues in the community, driver problems, missing updates, bad configurations.
Okay.
And you can also see a configuration change history. So these are all the great things that we had in the fall, but we have lots of new good features, like you can ignore alerts, alerts will auto-close after you fix the issue.
Oh, that's awesome.
So we're probably going to have a drill-down session available in the next couple weeks, whether it's here on Channel 9 or TechNet Edge is to be determined. But I just want to give you guys a quick update on System Center Advisor. Go check it out at systemcenteradvisor.com.
So Microsoft Kodu offers has a prize for young developers.
Yep.
So what Microsoft Kodu is a game system. It's kind of like you build your own game, but it's very easy. It's kind of like Popfly, very visual. If you've ever developed with Lego Next, it's kind of the you have your building blocks, and you go out, and then you can automate stuff. So build programming logic.
Got it. I think we've talked about Kodu on previous versions of Ping. So this is meant for the serious novice, not even really understanding programming languages in general, right? Like, there's no actual syntax coding. It's all drag and drop, point and click.
You do it all with an Xbox controller.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So does the Xbox, is this on an Xbox, or is this still attached to a PC?
I believe it's attached, when I've seen builds of it, it's always been on a PC.
Okay.
Well,
any of the 7 to 12-year-olds out there that are using this, maybe they can
get
permission from their parents and comment.
I've seen little kids build really complex games, you get a little sheep, and then, you get your guys and try to get them to attack, very cat and mouse, behaviors. It's really cool on how quickly you can build a game.
Yeah, the last game I think I tried messing with was was something with Quick Basic, and I think it had like sprites or something going across the screen. I was like, yeah, game development's not my thing. So
OpenGL did that for me.
yeah. I tried looking at the DirectX SDK many years back, and I was like, no, maybe I'll just become a program manager and just have developers do all the magic. So there is a contest going on right now where the grand prize is $5,000 for the winner, and you also get a trip to the worldwide finals of the Imagine Cup 2011, which is in New York this year.
Yes, it is in New York.
Do you know much about the Imagine Cup?
I do. It was part of my prior life to Channel 9. So what Imagine Cup is it's a technology contest for students. And you try to solve some of the world's hardest problems with technology. So there's a bunch of different competitions. I'm actually a Windows Phone 7 captain for that contest, and I'm also helping out the U.S. final as well.
Nice. So who is the Captain Planet? He's our hero. He's going to take pollution down to zero. That's the answer.
Yeah.
That's the answer.
No, it's
you got to be quick
here. Rings, man. It's all about the five rings.
Yes. I think Jersey Shore also gets that one as well.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to move on to the next one. All right. As all of you know, I still do not have a Windows Phone 7 because I'm on Verizon, but I really want to get one very soon, and especially when I hear news like this that we finally hit the 10,000 app mark in the Windows Phone 7 marketplace. Have you made an app before, Clint?
I've made many apps before.
How many of these 10,000 have you made yourself?
Like 10.
10? You've made 10,000 of these apps.
No, I made 10.
Oh, just 10. So it's 0.1%. All right. So what types of apps have you made?
Made an app called Where's My Car, fake calling app, because, you know, you got to get out of bad dates and meetings somehow.
Does that happen to you?
Yes.
Bad dates
in
meetings?
It does. And especially when the two merge, it's just horrible.
Right.
So the cool, interesting fact here is it took us 4.5 months to get to the 10,000 marker.
Okay.
It took Apple 4.7 months, and it took Android 11 months to get to it.
Oh, okay. So we're saying that, like, right out of the gates, Microsoft, even though we had fewer apps, like, since we had to start from zero while others had quite a few, we are from zero to 10,000.
We are on a faster trajectory.
Very nice.
And another interesting thing about this is we announced, if you're a developer, you can now, you have up to 100 applications now you can do to submit before you start getting charged for more.
Oh, really?
Versus before it was 5.
Okay, so we upped that by 20x.
Yes.
So me as a developer, like, I can just submit applications, 100 separate applications, or the same application 100 times?
You have 100 submissions. So if an app fails, that counts toward your 100.
Yeah, this reminds me of when I pretended to do computer science in college, and you only had a certain amount of submissions into, like, the auto grader before it was like, okay, you've been cut off for the day. So you have 100 submissions for any apps
before you start getting charged extra.
I see. Very nice. So this is great. We have, I guess, 25,000 app developers developing for the Windows Phone 7 platform. And that means that if they each can do 100 submissions without getting charged, we're looking at like 2.5 million submissions before we see any revenue from that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's just from the application submissions.
Right. But then when people start like paying, like, oh, I really want this fart-sounding app, then I'm going to pay a dollar for that, and Microsoft gets a cut, right?
I believe it's 20 or 30%.
Yeah. Nice. Awesome. Everyone, you know what apps people are going to buy. Just go make those.
The farting app.
Yeah, that's about as good as I can do an evil genius without this next story's technology. Someone over, I believe, in some place where they sounded British, it could be over in the UK, or it could be
Australia.
Or it could just be people that are in some random pub that had a brilliant idea. Anyway, there is something that they've been calling the Evil Genius Simulator. And it's actually pretty cool. Like, we'll show you a clip right here. And you can see that the people have hacked a Kinect, so that when you do certain gestures, there are Tesla coils behind you that will just light up and start just making like the weird science type
of cracking noise.
Yeah, the cracking noise, yeah. And you'll see like the lightning shoot out from it. It was pretty interesting. One of the things they said in the video is, how did you come up with this idea? And how would you think they came up with this idea, Clint?
They got drunk.
Yes, exactly. They came up with it at a pub. And they were just like, okay, so I guess we're going to spend...
So many awesome ideas come up at the, at the bar.
That's usually not like the type of ideas that I come up with. I'm like, I'm going to go home and I'm going to play Halo. And then I'm going to get really upset because I swear I'm shooting them in the head. And then I watch my videos the next day and I see that I'm like shooting all over the place. And I wonder why DJ COD's rank goes down. But anyway, Kinect hacks are pretty cool. Have you ever hacked the Kinect, Clint?
Not yet.
Not yet.
It's on my to-do list.
Well, maybe we'll go out for some drinks, and you'll come up with a brilliant idea for that. All right, Clint, so not only is my project taking use of Azure,
okay.
But there's another partnership that we're doing here with KEXP in Seattle,
yes.
Where I guess they're going to do some cool stuff on Azure, too?
Yeah, so we helped redo their site and help streamline their business process, so now they're running on Azure, and they're running Microsoft Dynamics to help better interface with their clients. And the interesting fact here is that Microsoft actually and its employees donated $1.5 million in cash, software, and volunteer time toward the radio station.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. So $1.5 million in cash and software, I guess. So volunteer time, that's something that's actually kind of, I think, fairly unique to Microsoft, where when Microsoft employees donate their time to certain charitable organizations, Microsoft will match the employee's time with a cash donation.
Yes.
So, like, if I spend 10 hours with KEXP or another charity, Microsoft will give X hundreds of dollars to that charity.
Yes.
Which is pretty impressive. Now, what is KEXP?
So, KEXP is a local nonprofit radio station that plays, you know, every type of music. I view it kind of like, if I want to see what's upcoming and what may be a big band in 6 months or a year down the line, chances are they'll have it.
So did they break the news on Justin Bieber a little while ago?
Sure.
Probably not.
I honestly, to this day, I'm aware of the kid because he has that giant, like, raccoon hair.
Right.
Past that, I have no clue.
$700 every 2 week haircut. Yeah.
That's $700?
I know.
Wow.
I don't want to take away from the awesomeness of KEXP by talking about Justin Bieber.
I'd probably put money Justin Bieber's never actually been played on KEXP.
Probably not. So we're helping them by doing an extreme makeover of their site.
Yeah.
Get them all powered by Azure. How long is this going to take?
I think it's already launched.
So it's launched, but I think over the next few years...
next 3 years.
Yeah, that we will have all this stuff just like try and rebuild their site, get it powered by Azure. The nice thing that they say in the clip that's on our press pass site is that a lot of the things that people previously had to develop for from an IT point of view was like the redundancy, the failover,
yeah.
And so long as you create your application the right way, Azure will handle all that stuff for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, so like Channel 9 runs on Azure, and like so we can deploy new versions, test out new stuff, and have it all simulated, rev up instances, all just click of a few buttons.
Very nice. And I think there's also a whole management API, so if you don't like clicking buttons or you can't see or whatever, boom, just make some PowerShell scripts and get that stuff going. So if you guys want to check it out, their website is kexp.org. And if you want to listen to it when you're in the Seattle area, it's 90.3 on FM. All right, that's it for Ping 95, Boys Without Foys,
yeah.
Installment number 8 or 9. Anyway, leave us your comments. Let us know what types of topics you'd like us to cover in future weeks. And if you want to hear more about Clint, is there a way that they can keep in touch with you?
At Clint Ruckus on Twitter or go to
codingforfun.com.
Coding, the number 4, fun, and .com. And, you know, do some comments, chit-chat with us, and we're always looking for new authors.
Yeah, very. New projects. That sounds like fun. What would be even more fun is if you came and checked out my product at systemcenteradvisor.com, and if there's any code that you could write for us, not for fun, then I'm sure we have some positions available on our team. So, all right, thanks a lot. Follow me at Paul Ness. We're out. Oh,